Now, back to the Profit Express on 88.7 FM, WRHU. Once again, here is your host, Tim Healy.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Profit Express. I am Tim Healy, and thank you for listening today and sharing your time with me. You can follow the show on Facebook at the Profit Express page, and you can also see us live on Facebook. So it's not just hearing this voice, it's seeing this face, but more importantly, seeing my guest live in studio with me, and she is none other than Hillary Topper of HJMT Public Relations. And of course, you can also follow the show. I have to take a breath there. I was speaking kind of quickly. Did you hear that?
A little bit fast, right? Just a little bit.
Yeah. How was the enunciation? I still think I nailed the enunciation.
Perfect.
Awesome. You see, I get excited when you're in the studio. You're fun. You're interesting. You're a renaissance woman of public relations. And you can also follow me in the show at Radio Tim Healy. Again, today's guest in the studio with me is none other than Hillary Topper. She's the founder of HJMT Communications in Business. 27 wonderful years. As she rolls her eyes saying, how the heck did that go so quickly? And a big part of the show, it's about, hey, how are you going to win the battle for business each and every day? And that's what I'm here to help you with. And part of that is getting the attention that your brand deserves and needs. And that's exactly what Hillary is expert in. The Gillette ad that just came out a couple of days ago has really stirred up some controversy. The last numbers I got before the show, in 2 days, and this was, I believe it was Gillette's YouTube channel, okay, because it's been repurposed all over the place. Max, you have the numbers over there? All right, if you can. All right. Last time I saw it, they were at almost 12 million. The thumbs down for the commercial, it's a minute and 49-second commercial, thumbs down were 700,000. The thumbs up were about 300,000. Okay, so certainly you have people who are thinking it's great. What do you got, Max?
All right, the numbers for the Gillette commercial right now, mm-hmm. it's at 13 million. Just eclipsed 13.
Wow.
Okay, so that's in like an hour since I last saw it. Okay.
317,000 likes compared to 719 dislikes.
Okay, so those numbers are still about the same. So it's about a 2-to-1 ratio, dislike to like. So,
and fun fact, there is 200,005 comments.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a lot of comments. Okay. So if you haven't seen the ad, don't go anywhere because you listen to the show. You can look at it after the show. They're basically talking about men's behavior. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their ad, their slogan for a long time is, you know, the best a man can get or something like that. But now that they've kind of twisted it, the best men can be.
Right.
Okay. And again, if you haven't seen it, it's basically a montage of bullying and, you know, inappropriate sexual advances, right? Those kinds of things. And, of course, you know, we're, you know, not far from, and you know, Me Too was started in 16, I believe it was. Okay. Which certainly brought what has been a human nature problem. I mean, that's how I see it, it's a human nature problem. Really to the forefront, you know, and the whole blow up with Harvey Weinstein in Hollywood. And so I kind of see that Gillette is kind of going along those lines. So here we are. So I want to get your take on it. A, from a brand, you know, will it hurt? Will it help Gillette? We don't know. It's too soon to tell. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, boycott, you know, calls for boycotts. Okay. Again, we don't know yet. Nike did theirs, and initially they took a hit, but then sales went up. Okay, so it's definitely too early to say what's going to happen long term to Gillette. Hillary, what do you think on an ad like this? Because this
honestly, I think it was brilliant. I absolutely love that ad. And the thing about it is that they're trying to generate a conversation. And that's exactly what they're doing. If you look at YouTube and you just Googled the Gillette ad, you will see so much media attention that was generated because of this ad.
Right.
So that was that's number one.
Right.
Number two, it does remind us that, you know, that there is truth in that. And it isn't just about women being, you know, ostracized. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's men go through this every single day as well.
Well, they show bullying. Yeah,
absolutely. The bullying, mm-hmm. you know, and if you have a son, mm-hmm. you could definitely relate to that. Mm-hmm. And if you've been bullied mm-hmm. in your life, you could definitely relate to that. Look, we're living in a world right now mm-hmm. where bullying is acceptable. You know, I mean, I don't want to get political here.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've got a president who is a bully, you know. And so is that acceptable? No, it's not acceptable. I think that Gillette is making a stand. For me, I watched that and I thought, I'm going to go get myself some Gillette. You know, so, I mean.
So you as
I think it's I think
as a woman it resonated for you as a professional in branding
and as a mother
now as right in numerous roles obviously you know as a parent myself I have a son
I mean
so you as
I think it's I think
as a woman it resonated for you as a professional
in branding and as a mother
now as right in numerous roles obviously you know as a parent myself I have a son so let me play devil's advocate. So the message I thought was a good message, you know, as far as the topics it was looking to address, okay? You know, the one, I don't know if you remember the one scene in the commercial, it's a boardroom setting. The mm-hmm. woman makes a comment and the guy at the head of the boardroom table says, what I think she meant to say. I'm like, oh, man. I even like, oh, are you kidding me, dude? You know, it's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So I think they were addressing important topics. There's two things I didn't like about it. I'll play devil's advocate.
Okay.
All right. Is it up to Gillette to address these issues?
Well,
So I grew up, and I think you know that topic comes from your dad. Those topics, your older brother, if you have one, your cousins, your uncles, your grandparents, your grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, you never raise a hand to a woman, treat her with respect and dignity, so on and so forth. That's where I believe it should come from. Is it dangerous when brands try to get into that business with society?
You know, I think brands have always – and it's actually has always been in somewhat of – not so much controversial, but have always brought up issues. I started thinking back to the time when I worked for KinderCare Learning Centers where mm-hmm, we mm-hmm. were trying to teach people how to select – a child care facility, mm-hmm. you know, for working parents, and that it was okay for women to be working in the, you know, not just a stay-at-home mom, that it was okay.
Right,
you
to
know?
Let go of that guilt and,
exactly.
Yeah, sure.
So, I mean, on a different level, it's kind of the same thing. I mean, it's not, I'm not saying that it's the same thing, but I'm saying that, you know, what Gillette's doing is bringing an issue to light that's there. That's mm-hmm. important. Mm-hmm. That's real, mm-hmm. you know, and that is that people are going to talk about.
So this is where my other point. So I think it comes from home. I think you hear that message. And I think almost all kids hear that message from their fathers, of course, you know, and mm-hmm. and the family as far as how to treat mm-hmm. people and women mm-hmm. and such. But you know where I did get annoyed at Gillette? Okay. And I got plenty of their products in the house. I shaved this today with them. Was when they said, you know, they had the whole montage of the different scenes, and they said about, you know, men can be better. Was that they said, you know, some are, you know, doing it right. I'm paraphrasing,
mm-hmm.
but I'm like some, and I heard that resonated with me because what they're implying, this is one guy's opinion, that some is less than the majority. And yes, there's lots of guys, and we saw, you know, the Harvey Weinsteins, and we saw the whole Hollywood parade of disgusting habits. Okay, but to say some guys are doing that, I found that insulting.
You know,
that's me.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I want to tell you a little story about. I went to the Nassau County Aquatic Center the other day,
mm-hmm.
you know, to go swimming mm-hmm. because that's what I do.
It's part of the tribe.
That's
you
what
got,
I do.
You, yeah.
And I went into the hot tub afterwards,
right?
And there were two men debating on, you know, Donald Trump versus Barack Obama, you
okay.
know, it was like one, and it was really heated. And the one guy who was a pro President Trump, he was talking about locker room and how, you know, this whole thing that, you know, that, you know, that happened with Donald Trump
in the locker room, whatever.
Anyway, and he said, it's okay because we all do that. Mm-hmm. And I said, wait a second, we all do that? You do that? You talk about women in that negative connotation? You talk, you know? And he said to me, yeah, and so do you. I'm sure that you've thought things in your head. Maybe I thought things, but I didn't say things, you know?
Right.
So, you know, it's happening. It's happening all around us.
Right.
I think brands do have a responsibility to help educate us and to help open our eyes and to create this controversy and this conversation and dialogue. I think it's important.
So now this is interesting. So obviously, listen, Gillette, I think their revenues, if I got it right, last year was like $68 billion, I think. I could be wrong, but they're a multi-billion dollar corporation. Okay. A lot of the, you know, clients, you know, that I service, you know, maybe not at the Gillette level or the clients that you service. I know you've got great clients, of course. But if you service a lot of, you know, small businesses, okay, locally, who don't have the resources of Gillette. And if somebody came to you, one of your clients,
mm-hmm.
comes to you tomorrow and says, Hillary, did you see the Gillette ad? Say, yes, I did. What do you think? You know, is that something, not that topic, but, you know, should we address a social issue? Should we get behind it as a brand? A local small business that's a client of yours. What would you say to something like that?
I would say, you know what? It's important. Not to be political again, because once you get political.
Yeah, I don't. This show's not about that.
Right. Then you isolate certain things.
Right.
But from a branding stance, I would definitely say get behind some type of a social issue. Maybe it's, you know, homelessness or maybe it's, you know, whatever, feeding the community.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, whatever it is, brands have a responsibility, no matter how big or small, and to actually couple with a nonprofit organization will actually help you in the long run. I mean, you know what? It's so true what people say. When you give back, it comes back to you.
Oh,
it absolutely does. It absolutely does. And that's what I think it's really important that even small brands get behind something.
Now, but here's an interesting point. Again, you listen to The Profit Express live in studio and also on Facebook Live at The Profit Express page. We have in studio Hillary Topper. She is the founder of HJMT Public Relations, celebrating over 25 years in business. And you look remarkable for fantastic. I mean, those triathlons are really – can we get a shot of the boots, by the way? We've – you know, you've got – I know it's part of your branding. Does it look good? We got.
I like it.
They
like
are beautiful. Those boots. I wouldn't wear them, but you know they're not necessarily my style. But they really look nice.
Thank you very much.
A floral kind of pattern.
I'm a big boot shoe person.
I gotta bring my game. I gotta up my game next time here on the Profit Express. You know, I'm used to radio for so many years. Now we have Facebook Live. But there is a difference, though, because a lot of businesses, I know you have, I have, we do get behind, you know, philanthropically supporting local, you know, whether it's food shelters, mentoring programs. I mean, there's a ton of great causes that need help, unfortunately. You know, I do think the business community in America, especially on Long Island, is generous. I think I see a lot of help.
Absolutely.
You know, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
There's a safe way to do this, okay? You know, you can't go wrong supporting homeless or the hungry.
That's
right. Okay. You know where I'm going.
Absolutely.
And there's people because if you split the country in half, let's just say it's 50-50, right? It's a split. And, you know, Michael Jordan famously said, you know, Republicans and Democrats buy my sneakers. So he never got, you know, back when he was doing it, he didn't get involved in the whole thing. That was back in the 90s.
Absolutely.
You can support safe causes. So if what I'm hearing, and I think this is an important message for the listeners, is it while it's okay to get behind a cause that might have some controversy to it, if you are passionate about it, if you believe in it. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And what's going to happen with that controversial type of issue.
Because you could alienate some clients.
Yeah, you will. You will. Yeah. But you'll also add on more clients.
Right. Okay.
You know, so, yeah. And it also generates publicity.
Gets your attention.
Absolutely.
What do you think? Nike ended up on the good end. What do you think? Again, this is just you're completely, you know, looking into your crystal ball. How do you think Gillette will fare with this?
I think Gillette's going to do great. I really do. I think that this was brilliant. I don't know who the agency that created
was
it
Gray?
Was.
I think it might have been Gray.
But I think they did a brilliant job. And yeah, you know what? They went out on a limb, but again, they created conversation, and that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, it was Gray who did that. Yeah, okay. And what their revenues were $68 billion, Gillette, right? I think you saw that earlier.
Too.
Yeah, I got a pretty good memory.
It's amazing.
Wow,
it's amazing.
Somebody's pushing 50. I still got it. I can't run marathon triathlons like you, show off. What I want to talk about next is some of the fundamentals that small businesses need to know to get the attention in the right way. So again, you're sticking around. It's the Profit Express. Don't go anywhere. We're continuing with some more amazing, fun, interesting, great practices on getting attention for your brand, your product, your service.